This episode of Chris Brown's True Stewardship is brought to you by Churchill Mortgage. They'll take your personal situation and find the best mortgage option for you. Call Churchill Mortgage today, 855-LOAN-200, or go to churchillmortgage.com.
Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings, God's way for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, hello, folks. It's Tuesday. I'm not sure what your weekend was like, or if you're already having a hard week, but I want to remind you of something today. God is working. Yes. Remember Romans 8:28, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. My name is Chris Brown. I am your host. You're listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship, and you can call in and ask your questions about money and relationships, what the Bible has to say. The number is 866-357-3283. That's 866-357-3283. You can also email in at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. And many of you have been taking advantage of social media to reach out to the show. The handle is Chris Brown on Air on all major social media platforms. Super excited this week. I'll be hanging out in Washington, D.C. Thursday. Yeah. Speaking at the WAVA AM/FM Pastor Appreciation Lunch. I wanted to mention it on the show because I want you to tell your pastor about it. Yeah, it's a free lunch. Come out. It'll be a lot of fun. So just check it out, WAVA, our station there in Washington, D.C. They stinking rock. They're awesome. And major shout out to you, those of you listening in Washington, D.C. You've got a great station there. Program it right there on the dial. Free lunch. You heard it right here at Chris Brown's True Stewardship. All right, the number's 866-357-3283. We want to hear from you. Looks like we got Ed on the line from Athens, Alabama. Ed, how are you?
Good, Chris. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, honored. How can we help?
Well, my question is about retirement, Chris. And I guess I'm just a little background, if I have just a minute or two.
Yeah.
I'm 51 years of age. My wife is 54. We have a mortgage, $398,000 balance. Should I go into like how much cash in retirement we've saved, I guess?
Yeah, that'd be good.
We've got about $600,000 in cash. Well, that's in a brokerage account. And then we've saved in our retirement plan about $700,000.
Okay. All right.
And my biggest question, I guess, is how much longer do we need to work? My job's not going all that well lately, and I don't know if I could ever get another job making that much money again. Just in the age that I'm at now. Should we pay the house off, or should we keep our cash and just continue to pay our mortgage? And then I have a question about reverse mortgages.
Okay. That one's an easy one. Stay away with a 10-foot pole.
Okay.
Horrible product. Might be the worst overall product that's out there, financial product, period. Okay, I'm assuming you have no consumer debt?
No.
Okay, so you're good.
No, sir.
And so they're in brokerage account. Do you have anything just sitting in a money market account just for an emergency fund that's liquid?
Oh, yeah. I'd say over half of our funds are in cash right now just because I'm a little worried about the stock market in general.
I would just keep 3 to 6 months in the emergency fund. That'd be of expenses, and that's not of income. That's of expenses as a bare minimum. Now, if you feel like you're in a volatile we're in a volatile season or something, that's up to you. Historically, I don't feel that way, but if you feel that way, that's up to you. But what is your money in? What's your cash in? You said brokerage account. What's it in? Is it in a 401k or anything?
The cash is at Vanguard. It's in, like I said, about half in the money market fund, and the other half is in individual stocks and a couple of mutual funds.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I would want that probably diversified a little bit more than it is, especially if you've got a low-risk meter in your head going off that you're in a volatile time. So I would get it a little bit more diversified. I'd actually get a lot more diversified. I'd put it all in mutual funds. That's just me. I have no individual stocks. I don't like that at all. And I don't want any outside of that money market in your local bank that you can just go over and grab it. I wouldn't have any other money market stuff or any bonds or anything that's low yielding. I'd want something better than that. But
what is the best product there as far as a low risk income producing product?
Yeah, here's what I teach. I teach if someone's getting into investing, I say participate in your 401k at work up to the match. Then stop. Okay. Then you want to go over and maximize your Roth if you qualify for a Roth. If you don't make too much money.
Okay.
And then you go back to the 401k and go up to the limit of your income, what you're allowed to put in there. And then if you've already maxed all that out, up to 15% of your take home pay. So it's not your household income, all 15% of your household income. Once, if you haven't still hit that number, then just get into good growth stock mutual funds that have a good 10, 15, 20 year history of performance, that are 25% into growth and income, 25% into growth, 25% in international, and 25% aggressive. So you're actually going to diversify the diversification in the mutual funds. So it's like as spread out as you can get. And that should yield, right about now should be in the 8 to 10 to 12% range, depending on if you pick a good fund or not.
Okay.
So that's a perfect happy medium for me and what we teach here between risk and yield. You go low risk in your bonds and you're below inflation. That's not a good way to go. And then, you get tech stocks and you get 20% 1 year and negative 20 the next year. So for me, that's a great happy medium between the two. So should you pay off your mortgage with over $1 million? I'd be tempted to. Whew. I just wouldn't pull anything if there's going to be it doesn't sound like these are retirement accounts. So the non-retirement funds, I might do that. Here's what you want to do. You want to do that. Make sure that you have no consumer debt. You got that. Make sure you have that emergency fund of liquid cash. Then invest only 15% into retirement from here on out, 15% only. And anything above that, pay off the mortgage. Now, what you have right now, if you could pull out of the stocks and pay off your mortgage, I think I would. I'd ask another question, though, Ed, is I would ask, do we have too much house? Could we, in this season of our life, could we downsize and not have so much house? That's for you guys to decide, either on value or square footage or location. That could really benefit you financially and not having to pay off that 389 if you didn't have to. So just some things to think about.
Yeah, no, that's excellent. I mean, that was one of my biggest concerns was keeping the house. I don't think we want to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I didn't want to pay the mortgage off, because houses are not selling that great, in this price range in this neighborhood right now. So I don't want to tie up all my money if I can't sell it quickly.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. For me, if I'm putting myself in your shoes, the two biggest things I'd be concerned is am I paying for square footage that we're not even using? Have I not even walked into that room in 6 months and I'm paying interest on it in that season? That's what I would be where I'd be. I'd want to have maybe less square footage in a more ideal location in that season. And then the second thing I'd be thinking of is I don't want to pay any fees for pulling out of a retirement account before I need to at 59 and a half. Those would be the two biggest concerns of mine. And then just making sure you have 3 to 6 months and that's liquid and available in case of an emergency.
Okay. Can two people live on, say, $800,000, $900,000 in their retirement plan?
Well, a lot of our listeners listening in would be like, oh my goodness, we would die for that much money. So it all depends on lifestyle. So okay. I think people have never even heard of numbers that big that are listening in. So is it possible? Yes. But it all depends on your lifestyle and what you choose.
Yeah, I mean, I just watched the news and, medical costs skyrocketing. It's kind of scary.
No, yeah. Definitely, if you think through, historically, over the next last 8,500 years, there's been lots of times of scare. There have been lots of times of recession and natural disasters and acts of terror. And historically, the market's been fine. It's had a dip for 5 years and it's come back and rebounded double. Historically, there's nothing historical or valid to being really scared. You think about what they did with Brexit just a few months ago and how big of a deal that is, then look on your phone of what the stock market did in that, you know, over the last 2 years, and you'll see this little tiny dip that's kind of a joke. That was Brexit. And a lot of people weren't sleeping over it. So just to put it in perspective, I just don't want you to, you know, God has not given us a spirit of fear. And I think concern is one thing, but I don't want you to be wrapped up in fear.
That's great advice.
All right, Ed, we appreciate the call.
Hey, thank you very much for your time, sir.
All right, bye-bye.
You're listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
Picture this. You have a great job and plenty of money in savings, but you're afraid to take the leap into home ownership. What should you do, rent or buy? Well, the fact is, buying a home sets you up for building wealth. So if it's a reasonable expense in your budget, you're better off buying. Talk to my friends at Churchill Mortgage to help you build a smarter plan today. Call 855-LOAN-200 or go to churchillmortgage.com/Chris Brown.
This is a paid advertisement. NMLS ID 1591. Equal Housing Lender, 761 Old Hickory Boulevard, Brentwood, Tennessee, 37027.
All right, folks, you are listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. We're honored to serve you in this way. Phone number is 866-357-3283. And it looks like we got another call here from Raleigh, North Carolina. This is Morgan. Morgan, how are you?
Great, thanks. How are you doing, Chris?
Oh, I'm better every day. How can I help you?
Well, I have a question about, I'm working on getting my home staging business off the ground and find myself just kind of seeking someone to mentor or disciple me in this process. I have a lot of wonderful ladies who do it in a spiritual capacity, but not really sure what kind of things I should be looking for someone to do that in a more professional mentor.
Yeah. What was the industry again?
Home staging.
Oh, home staging. Okay. Yeah. Very cool. That's got to be fun.
Yeah, I enjoy it.
That seems like it'd be fun. I know my wife would love that. That's pretty cool. mentors. Okay. The first thing I would look for, if I was in your shoes, I would look for somebody who's successful doing it. If you're talking about business, not just successful with, they have great designs and great ideas, but somebody who actually has a great profit margin and is making a good income. That's who I would look for. And once I found that person, whoever that LeBron James is, sorry for the basketball reference, but whoever the really talented person in that industry, how they're doing, I wouldn't care what it cost. I would say $500 for lunch or $250 for lunch or whatever it is in your budget for it. And for me, when I was first starting in the ministry, I was asking successful pastors to sit down for lunch, and I was like, I'll pay for your meal. I'll give you everything off my back. And usually when I got to that point to write in the big check, they wouldn't take it, but I was willing to.
Okay.
But that's what I would do. I would also be really well read. And when you do have these sit downs with them, be really, really well read about the industry. Come in knowing what your questions are. You carry all the energy of the talk. Don't have them. They just show up and they spill their brains. They don't have to think. Like, just let them, you come in with questions and you're ready to rock. But I wouldn't be paying for anything that you haven't fully leveraged what's free. So whatever's free out there, maybe it's a $9.99 webinar that you can go to. I would just make sure you're leveraging all the small stuff first. When you sit down with a mentor and you finally get their time, they're going to expect that you've already done all that and you're coming in with a lot of knowledge about the industry.
Okay.
I will tell you about one really cool thing that you might want to look into. And it's at entreleadership.com. There's something called All Access. And it's like this monthly coaching with webinars that's really cool. And it's created this great community with thousands of business leaders all around the country on just on basic business building, you know, best practices. And then I want to let you know about something else too. It's actually tomorrow night. And it's an Entree Leadership event that's going on, I believe, in Kansas City. We're streaming the event. We've never done that before. But we're actually streaming the Entree Leadership event where they talk all about the best practices of Ramsey Solutions and how Dave Ramsey's taken this from a card table to a over $100 million company over the last 20 years. So that's a live stream that's happening tomorrow night, and I want you to jump in on that as well. So that's entreleadership.com is where you find out more information about that. And I want to pour into you and invest in you myself. I want to give you a free book, Entree Leadership book. Then I want to point you towards another resource. All this is coming to my mind right now. businessboutique.com. Check that out as well. businessboutique.com. These are all Ramsey Solutions properties that I want you to take advantage of. But there's a blog there on businessboutique.com and tons of articles that I'm sure the biggest answers to your biggest questions are probably on there already. So I would take advantage of that as well. So anyway, just a lot of resources there for you to tap into. But yeah, mentors are great. For me, I'm more of a, I'm not as social and like I'm not out there as much as most. So I like to take advantage of a lot of the stuff that's already at my fingertips, but do both for sure.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
All righty. Remember, when you get after this, you're going to have these moments where you're going to feel like, oh, I can't do it. Philippians 4:13. I can do all of this through him who gives me strength. Just remember that. You're going to have times where you're like, I can't do it. I can't do it. Yes, you can. And the strength is in him, not in you. All right?
Great. Thank you so much for the encouragement, Chris.
All right. Thanks, Morgan. All right, folks. If you've been thinking about investing lately, it's hard to dive right into investing, right? It's an intimidating subject. You need to know how it works and why you actually need to invest. Well, imagine working with an investing professional who explains every detail in a way that you can understand it. That's pretty rare, isn't it? You've talked to financial advisors that make it so complicated, right? They offer guidance for your situation, who treats you like a person, not a transaction, who doesn't judge you no matter what your age is or your account balance or the financial knowledge. That's what you get when you work with one of our SmartVestor pros. So if you need someone you can count on to help you take control of your future, go to stewardship.com, click on Chris Recommends to find a SmartVestor pro right there in your area. Don't wait to get educated on your future. Go to stewardship.com, click on Chris Recommends, and find a pro with SmartVestor to get started today.
We're thankful to have you with us today on Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Remember, we want to hear your questions and your success stories. We're grateful for what God has done and the progress that you are making as part of our stewardship family. Email Chris at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. That's chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Or you can call us and leave us a voicemail at 866-357-3283. That's 866-357-3283. And now we continue with Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's Chris.
And it looks like from Pennsylvania, we got Rob calling in. Rob, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, Chris?
I'm doing well. How can I serve you?
All right. Recently, my mother-in-law just passed. And she left us about $200.
Okay.
And we have some debt, a house, which I owe about $140.
Okay.
My wife's student loan, which we owe about $50. She went back to school. And we also have an annuity that her mother had, which she would split with her brother. And we're getting like $350 a month from that.
Okay.
But half of it would be about $75,000. It's like $150. And I guess my question is, should I invest this or should I like pay off the house and everything?
How long ago did she pass?
About 2 months ago.
I'm sorry, Rob.
Mm-hmm.
That's tough. So here's the order that, you know, we've spent like 20 plus years studying 2,350 verses in the scriptures that deal with money and deal with wealth and possessions. Verses, you know, there's verses in the Bible like Proverbs 21:20, in the house of the wise is choice food and oil. It talks about saving. There's other verses in the scripture, Proverbs 22:7, that says the borrower is enslaved to the lender. There's verses in the scripture, like Proverbs 13:22, that says a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, very similar to what your mother-in-law did. Mm-hmm. So you've got this investing, you got saving, you got borrowing, and you're like, you got avoiding debt, and you got all this stuff in there, and you're like, okay, what in the world? What's the order? And that's where you're at. So we spent 20 years studying all these verses and putting them in context and we've put together what we call the baby steps. And it really helps you navigate through all those scriptures to put what we think is, through our interpretations of all the scriptures, the best way to be a good steward of what you've been entrusted with, and that's this inheritance. Number one would be to pay off all your non-mortgage debt, so that $50,000 in student loans would be gone like yesterday.
Okay.
The second thing would be building up what's called, we call an emergency fund, and that's 3 to 6 months of expenses, not income, 3 to 6 months of expenses. And 3 to 6 just means how risk tolerant you are and how stable your life is. And if you have,
and
like,
we have that already.
Oh, good. Good. So you want to make sure you have that in place. No consumer debt. So you get rid of the student loans. You got that. Then you're going to do this. You're going to start 15% of your household income. This has nothing to do with the inheritance, but start the 15% of your household income every year going into, and you can break it down in a month if you want to, into retirement. Okay. Then start college funding, which is just about, you know, whatever you want, $2,000 to $5,000, $2,000 to $6,000 a year if you've got young kids. Then put a chunk down on the house or pay it off. It looks like you could be able to pay it off.
I'm close to that scenario. I save about 10% right now.
Yeah, don't put any money into retirement at all or college funding until the student loan's gone, which now it's going to be gone, okay. So you're going to be fine. But for those listening in, that would be out of order. We don't want you doing that. We don't want you to focus on the future until you stabilize the present. So stabilize that present first, then focus on the future. It's kind of like walking before you can run. So it looks like you can do it all, but that's the order I would do it. Student loans gone, emergency fund, you've already got that. Start the 15%, you know, sign up for that 401k at work or start up with a Roth IRA.
Some of the things I was reading that, you know, paying off the home, my interest rate is 3.7, you know, and if you're getting 5 or 6 somewhere, you'd be almost more to invest it than to pay off the mortgage.
Yeah, no, I don't like that at all. I don't like that at all. I want you having all the debt out of your life. Then you're going to be making your income, and you'll be able to spend it because you don't have any payments. So what is your income?
About 100.
Okay, so let's just say $8,000 a month. You're going to have $8,000 a month to do whatever you want because you have absolutely no payments. Then if you want to invest $6,000 a month, go for it. $6,000 a month adds up pretty fast. If you want to invest $2,000 a month, but the thing is get all the debt out of your life and then just kick tail. It's called living and giving like no one else. And if you know Dave Ramsey, you know what I'm talking about. So
yeah. Just one quick side question with that.
Yeah.
I said my mother left us like an annuity and she's splitting it with her brother. And the annuity has 150 in it.
Yeah,
they split it with her brother. She was getting a withdrawal of $700 a month.
Yeah.
So we were getting $350 now.
Yep.
Should we withdraw that or should we just start keep collecting the?
Yeah, for two reasons. I'm not a big fan of annuities. And number two is because I don't want your investments all tied up with someone else. I don't want you to pull it out. If you have that option to pull out your chunk and I'd reinvest it into something that's a better instrument than an annuity. Annuities are with an insurance company. There's insurance and there's investing.
Okay.
You want to be with an investment. You want an investment with an investment, insurance with insurance. So very few annuities out.
Share and then invest it.
Yeah, and then put it into either a 401k, a 403b, or a 457, or a Roth IRA, or growth stock mutual funds, something that has produced a better yield over the last 20 plus years than an annuity. There's very few annuities out there that I like, and I really only like people having them after they've got their primary paid off, their primary house paid off.
Okay.
All righty.
I appreciate your help. Thank you very much.
All right, Rob.
I'll break the news to my wife.
Yes. And folks listening in, don't miss how awesome it is to leave an inheritance. Rob's mother-in-law has just left them in very good position. That's leaving a legacy, not just monetary, but I'm sure she left a legacy of character and a legacy of a lot of different things that she's passed down to the next generation. That's what we're going after. Just what Rob's mother-in-law did. Very, very impressive, and it's great to set up the next generation. So let that just be a little bit of some vision casting for all of us and what we're doing here on this earth, leaving a legacy. Proverbs 13:22, a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. All right, Rob, thanks for the call.
Hey, thank you very much.
All right, bye-bye. All right, folks, thank you so much for listening in today. If you heard something on today's show that sparked your interest, whether it be about investing or saving or avoiding debt or college funding or anything in between, make sure you check out stewardship.com. We're not going to leave you hanging. This isn't the only time you're going to hear about it, right? We've got some supplementary resources right there at stewardship.com. Tons of free articles, free links. I mean, we're linking you to whatever you need. We want to be your one-stop shop for helping you do exactly what stewardship says, managing all of God's blessings, God's way for God's glory. It's deeper than the Roth IRA. It's deeper than the ESA. It's deeper than the 529 plan. It's deeper than all that. It's all about managing God's blessings, God's way for God's glory. Just like the parable of the talent says in Matthew 25. We want to make sure that it says, hey, come celebrate with me. Well done, good and faithful servant. That's what we're looking for. And don't forget, you can get all your investing questions answered by one of our SmartVestor pros by going to stewardship.com. And hopefully Rob is still listening in. SmartVestor, our SmartVestor pros are perfect for you, Rob, as you go and kind of move all that around. Just click on Chris Recommends and then find a pro and get started with an investing professional right there in your area. And Rob, I know there's several right there in Pennsylvania. So y'all, thanks for listening in. And until next time, let's continue to manage God's blessings, God's way, for God's glory.